You won't need no angels. You won't need no luck. You won't need no sympathy. So won't you hold? Hello, welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi. It's been a long regular season, and well, the news is the regular season's now done and dusted. It's put to bed for another year on Pro Kabaddi League 7. That's it now for the regular season. Sahel, it has been a very productive regular season. We now know, and we've known for a sort of week or so, who the top six are. Very exciting now going into the eliminators, but sort of we're going to today just slightly look back over the regular season and how it's all boiled down.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. It's great to be back in and out on our podcast. Let's just give everyone a little insight into who the six teams are anyway. Remember, it was Dublin, Delhi and Bengal who already qualified to the semis. They stayed in that same range as well. So Dublin, Delhi finishing top, Bengal second. UP Yodha and Bengaluru Bulls played out the last encounter of the week, and that meant a lot was riding on it in terms of where they finished. So UP Yodha ended up finishing third. U Mumbai had a good run towards the back end of the season, and they finished fourth. Then you have the Haryana Steelers in fifth, and the Bengaluru Bulls in sixth, the reigning champions. So essentially, Dabang Delhi and Bengal Warriors go to the semis, wait for the eliminators to finish, and UP Yodha take on Bengaluru, which is a repeat of the last league phase match, and U Mumbai take on the Haryana Steelers. So that's where things stand at the moment. And yeah, you're right, the last 1 week was pretty interesting, because even though we knew who the six were, there were still the permutations and combinations of where they would finish coming through. So that made it quite exciting.
And really importantly, UP, their run sort of through the Greater Noida leg, which is where it was, which is their home leg. They went, in the end, not just in the leg, but for their last six matches, 5 wins from 6. We were all sort of, at the time, you know, the back end of the season, you were sort of looking around going, they're going to finish 5th, 6th, where are they going to end up? And they suddenly finished 3rd. That, especially with the fact the only loss in 6 was to Telugu, and that was in Noida, that was a huge run from them. And they've really got momentum, not just going into the eliminator, but going in now to these playoffs and however far they can end up. You know, even if they can end up in the final, at the moment they have momentum.
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing from UP Yodha is that they've done it now 2 seasons in a row. This season, they've lost just 2 games in their last 12. And that tells you the run of form they're in coming into the finals. And that's when you want to peak, coming into the finals week. And that's huge for them. You know, the big advantage that UP Yodha have is suddenly they've got the balance. They had a defensive unit that was working, but now they've got the Raiders. And many thought it would have been Rishank Tewadigar, Monu Goyath and Srikant Jadhav. But young Surinder Gill has chipped in and come through quite nicely for that side. So it's looking like a really good outfit. They got the better of the Bengaluru Bulls. They were able to stop Pawan Sarawat on the last night of the league phase. And yeah, like you said, I mean, they marched into 3rd spot from, you know, a really strong home leg. And I think they're looking mighty good if they can try and repeat those heroics versus Pawan and the Bengaluru Bulls in the first eliminator.
Of course, the slight caveat kind of in the last week of the season was that the likes of Bengal at times and the likes of Delhi at times, you know, they were mixing it up. They were playing their bench, and that's fair enough. UP in the Bulls is eliminator number one. And as you mentioned, UP recently beat the Bulls by over 10 points. Sarawat was playing. So the Bulls can't sit there and go, well, we were resting people. How do the Bulls, going into the eliminator, having lost so recently, how do they change it up? How do they disrupt the flow of this UP team who have got players who are really playing well at the moment? Surinder Gill top scored with 9 points against the Bulls recently. We know they've got Srikanth Yadav. He could actually go over 150 points for the season during the eliminator. What do the Bulls do to kind of throw a spanner in the works on this UP team?
Well, it's going to be tough because the Bulls did play a full-strength team versus UP Yodha, and it was literally an all-out contest, you know, and they both had a lot riding on it. I think both teams, Bengaluru, in fact, would have wanted to avoid UP Yodha in the eliminator because that's the defense that's been able to stop Pawan Sarawat. So, you know, it's a tricky one for them. I think the Bulls ideally would have loved to play Haryana. That's the side with perhaps the weakest defense versus Pawan Sarawat. But, in the end, it's going to be a great contest to watch because it's a rematch of that last contest. The Bulls would have looked at that saying, okay, we know what needs to be done. But my only concern for the Bengaluru Bulls is there isn't that much more they can do because all their cards stand and lie with Pawan Sarawat. It's either Pawan or nothing. So if Pawan Sarawat doesn't come through and score a massive haul of 20 points or 18 points, they don't really have that much else. Their defense has been a little shaky. It's not been rock solid. But the raiding is where the problems lie. Rohit Kumar has been injured for a while. I'm not sure whether he'll be ready yet. It's literally a one-man team, and I mean that completely. It is actually now, you stop Pawan, you pretty much and essentially stop the Bengaluru Bulls.
And of course, UP have the power to do that. Sumit and Nitesh Kumar, two of the top four defenders in the league. Now, looking away from eliminator number one, UP and the Bulls, we go to eliminator number two. These two teams also looking for that spot in the semi-final. It's Umumba against Haryana Steelers. An incredibly tasty encounter. Haryana, of course, actually, they won one more match than Umumba in the season, but Umumba ended up with one more point over the season and a vastly better points difference. It's going to be a very, very tough one to call. Umumba have good form as well. One loss in seven, Sahel.
Yeah, I mean, I think we spoke of UP Yodha having lost just two games in the last 12. Umumba aren't far behind. They've lost two in the last 11. And, you know, they've had a terrific run of form coming into the playoffs. And what's been good about that side is that they've had that rock-solid defensive formation with Fazal Atarchali, Sandeep Narwal, Surinder, and also Yung Chan Ko, I think, who adds that stability. But what's, I think, been their biggest advantage is that they've had their young raiders come to the fore. They've had the likes of Abhishek Singh and Arjun Deshwal come alive at the right time. But also when they've tested their bench strength, the youngster, Ajinkya Kapre, the local Maharashtra lad, he stepped up. Atul has stepped up at different times. So they've had different men chipping in. And that's important when you go into a playoff because when one man struggles, you want someone else to pick up where he leaves off. So look, Umumba, I think, are a team in form for sure. They're up against Haryana Steelers, who are a very similar side in some way. They've got a strong raiding unit led by Vikas Kandola. They've got Vinay, who I think is actually a really, really top raider to watch. And they've got Prashant Kumar Rai. So that three-prong raiding attack will come up against Umumba's defense, and that will make it a really spicy encounter. I just think Haryana have been dropping form at the wrong time in the season. I mean, they've lost three out of their last five, and that's not great form for them. But look, when it comes to the playoffs, it's about what you do on the day. It's about the team that makes less errors on the day. And I think that's where it's going to be the experience also that comes through. So it's going to be a great eliminator too as well.
But you do know that Haryana on their form, if you look at their form, they have to win this match. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, it does look that way, doesn't it?
Because it's all one loss, one loss.
Win, loss, win, loss, win.
And they lost their last one. So, you know, they're due a win.
They are due a win, we'll say that, yeah. See, if the form guy continues in that way, it's going to be an interesting one, this.
Like, you great point about Capra coming through and Dongkyon Lee as well in the same match against Haryana, picked up 9 points. For Haryana, Vikash Kandola and Vinay, 302 raid points between them. So we know that in the raid department they've got form, but you alluded to it there a minute ago. You do feel that Umumba, just all round, they seem to ooze quality, especially with the fact now they've managed to bring their bench players into form as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think in some way Umumba hold the edge coming into it. But having said that, I think that's where Haryana would like to be. I think Haryana would love to be the underdog coming in. I don't think Umumba really love the fact that they're favourites coming into any encounter. They're actually a better side when they come in with a bit more to play for, because there is that air of complacency that creeps into the Umumba setup with Fazal at the helm, and it actually leads with Fazal as well. He tends to get a little bit complacent and take things into his own hands by a bit much. So I think they just need to understand that they cannot take Haryana lightly. They're a top side. They've got Dharma Chetlathan, who's a terrific campaigner. He's had great success as a leader. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really cagey contest because two teams that are pretty similar in the way they go about their business. You know, balanced teams, solid defense, young raiders. So it really is, I think, going to be a really, really tight eliminator too.
So before we move away from eliminators, which two teams are making it into the semi-finals from here? First up, eliminator one, UP and Bulls. Who makes it?
Yeah, I've got a strange feeling UP Yodha will stop bounce around again. I don't know. I've just got this weird feeling that UPJ that will get the job done.
I'm going to completely screw up your prediction by agreeing with you and eliminate number two, you, Mumba and Haryana. And you're not going to like my answer because it probably puts a kiss of death on Mumbai.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is a tie going for me. I mean, I would have loved to predict actually a tie in this. But I'm going to say Yumumba by 3 points, only because I think it's going to go the distance. It's going to be really, really tight. And it boils down to that experience. And I just think, you know, with Fazal and Sandeep there, there's a bit of that experience factor that comes in. And Fazal needs to switch on. He's now picked up the, you know, the orange armband for the best defender in the league. And I just think he's switching on at the right time. And if he switches on, it is a lot of trouble for most traders in the league.
Yeah, I think it's the overall strength of Yuman, but I can't see past that. And I agree. I think they're going to make it through to the semis. So before we look at the two teams who will await the eliminator winners in the semi-finals, let's briefly just sort of recap on those teams around the edge of the top six that just missed out. Mainly Jaipur Pink Panthers, Patna Pirates, two, you know, real heavyweights of the Pro Kabaddi League. Firstly,
can I just make a change of my prediction then?
No, no. Is that because I've agreed with you twice? Of course you can.
I'm going to do it again. I got a strange feeling, just as I was saying that, got a strange feeling that Pawan Saravat will just turn up in a knockout. I just think he's got this mad air of confidence about him, which, I mean, you've got a young defence like UP Yodhar, and I know that they're really, really good, but I just think in a knockout game, Pawan Saravat's air of confidence just puts that extra bit of zing into it as well, and I just think maybe he might take the win single-handedly.
But I know what you're like. Whoever wins that match now, you will claim you called it.
No, I'm gonna stick with this one. I'll try and be a gentleman here.
So fair enough, you're calling balls. I am gonna stick with UP because I do think the form they're in, and the way they sort of went about their business, even, you know, though at times it was against weaker teams at the back end of the season, and they did have an absolutely storming home leg. I'm still going to stick with that one. Looking back, as I was saying, though, to the teams that didn't quite make it, let's just quickly assess the seasons for those teams that didn't quite get through to the top six. Jaipur Pink Panthers, they beat Bengaluru Bulls late on in the season, but then UP's form just took everything away from them. The basic assessment with them was a fantastic start, but mid-season form was just, it wasn't even poor, it was utterly horrific. It was literally like bottom quality form.
Yeah, it was. I think it just fell away pretty quickly. I think it went with Deepak Navasodha's form in between. When Deepak went off, they went off completely as well, and it just got difficult for the Jaipur Pink Panthers. For Patna, the problems were similar to the Bengaluru Bulls. It was a one-man show with Pradeep Narwal at the helm. They almost pulled off a miraculous sort of comeback towards the back end of the season, but they just didn't have the defence. I think the Bengaluru Bulls have something of a high-quality defence, at least at times. Patna just had none of it. They just had a woefully poor defensive unit, and so there was nothing that Pradeep could do, even though he was putting in Herculean performances. Gujarat Fortune Giants, it's just a season to forget. I think it was bad management of their personnel as well. I think Coach Van Preek needs to go back to the drawing board and not just have a settled plan, but actually be able to change things around when things aren't going his way. And then I think the write-off seasons were for Puneri Paltan, Telugu Titans and Tamil Talaivas. Puneri Paltan, I think at the auction, got a few things wrong by spending that much money on Nitin Tomer. Telugu Titans and Tamil Talaivas, if you remember my pre-season assessment, I always did say these two teams were going to find themselves towards the bottom end of the table. And unfortunately, that's where they finished up.
And Tamils, it surely has to be, despite the win against Jaipur in the last match, it surely has to just be a total overhaul of their playing staff, or at least the older members of their playing staff for next season.
Everyone, I think most of them, barring, I think, two members of that team, everyone needs to just go. Four wins in a season of 22 is just a shocking campaign, and a score difference of -119 doesn't quite say much.
A chance for the Prince of Chennai to make his way onto that roster for next season. So, looking at the top two, Bengal and Delhi, you slightly have to ignore recent results because they knew they were through, and there's this sort of world of sport debate on when you've qualified for something. Do you carry on and keep momentum and sort of do what UP have managed to do coming into the qualifiers or not? If UP win their eliminator, they play Delhi. Are Delhi then nervous? Yeah, they lost to a UP second string. That's not a massive story. But Delhi now have no wins in four, whereas UP one loss in six. And in fact, if they make it to the semi-final, it's one loss in seven. So for Delhi, they kind of lost their pizzazz and their invincibility.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. As you said, there's this catch-22 of whether you want to continue with winning momentum or do you want to rest your big boys. And Delhi did rest their big boys until they played Mumbai, which ended up being a tie for them in their last encounter. So at least they were tested. They had a good encounter versus the Mumbai squad, which was full strength as well. So I think they got back some of that old match form. Joginder might come back into that setup and it might complete it. But I wouldn't worry too much about Dabang Delhi. I think they're a top side. I think the only thing is they'll come into a game completely, as you said, after four losses, needing to refresh, and then you've just got to switch on, you know. And I think they haven't had that blip in a while. So it's going to be a big test. Come to semi-finals, it's just going to be one night of who can play more consistent kabaddi, and that's it.
Do you think, how important is Chandran for Delhi as Naveen Kumar's backup in that one? Because surely... Surely they'll look to dominate through Naveen Kumar, but anything goes wrong for him, they need someone else.
Yeah, massive. I think Chandran Ranjit plays a huge role. Vijay, the all-rounder, plays an equally important role as a third raider. And Miraj Sheikh, if he can come off the bench and do something special, you know, that'll go a long way too. So, look, Dabang Delhi have a very complete side. I think they're one of the most complete sides in the entire competition. And that's why they find themselves top of the table as well. But for me, Bengal Warriors are the stronger of the two semi-final sides when it comes to maybe big game pressure, because they've got the experience even with the Raiders and the defense. So something about the Bengal Warriors spells danger for many teams, except for their defensive corners being a little bit hasty. So each of these teams have a couple of, you know, little blips and chinks in their armor, but it's about which team can actually extract the most out of it. So look, come the eliminators, it's going to be really important to watch how the teams go about it, Mumbai Haryana Steelers and then UP Bengaluru Bulls before that. And I think once that's done, we'll refresh and talk about the semi-final.
Of course, Bengals, one loss in nine was against Patna, where Pardeep Nawal went crazy for his 36. But I think we sort of, we just put that one to one side going into the eliminators and into the playoffs, because not really particularly useful information for Bengal. They're better than Sukesh Hegde, his form, as along with Mohammad Nabibakhsh coming in. They'll be pleased with that as well, because again, it just gives them backup beyond Prapanjan, Maninder, etc.
Yeah, that's what makes Bengal such a good side. They've got the depth. They've got Nabibakhsh, who can chip in with both the tackles and the raid points. You know, Sukesh Hegde has done a tremendous job. They've also got Maninder, who for me is leading from the front. So overall, I think that's a really, really strong lineup. I just think Baldev in the right corner can be a little edgy, a little nervy. Rinku Narwal in the left corner can be a little bit more consistent, but again, can have his off day. And their covers have looked really bleak. I think the only blip for the Bengal Warriors has been their cover defence. So while the Raiders, I think for me, are top-notch, I think it's the defence that needs to just stay the course and play, just be consistent. They don't have to do anything outrageous, just hold their own.
Well, these two teams, Bengal and Delhi, they've just got to sit quietly for a few days and control the nerves, because first up, it's the eliminators. First up, it's UP against Bengaluru Bulls. And of course, Mumbai versus Haryana Steelers. We wait to see the result of that one. How it's going to work out this week is Sahel and I are going to do a few more podcasts, one ahead of the semi-final, potentially one ahead of the final, and definitely one after the final, just to wrap everything up here at In and Out Kabaddi. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at In and Out Kabaddi. You can follow Sahel at Sahel Chanduk on Twitter and Instagram. He's always on there. He's very, very, very good at keeping you updated on his photos. Often over breakfast, I remember, from when we used to do the hockey league together. And of course, I'm at Dan Strange TV, either on Twitter or on Instagram. Send any questions you got over our way, or any predictions or anything like that, at In and Out Kabaddi, as I say. So, Sahel, been great catching up. We'll talk again very, very soon, because we're going to get a pod in straight after the eliminators, before the semi-finals. Hope the eliminators go well, and you cope with the pressure of the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be great fun. Can't wait to get behind the mic for all the action as well. And we'll chat with everyone real, real soon. Take care, guys.